There were in Siman Kuf Yud Sif Yud Gimel, our middle, discussing the din pertaining to kneading and baking the matzahs, matzahs mitzvah. And we're going to begin Siman Kuf Yud Aleph, discussing the din of bedikas chametz, searching for chametz, and bitul chametz is annulling it. Halacha Yud Gimel. Tzichim Lizar, one has to be very careful. Lo ha'yitzi matzah min ha'taner kolz man shlo nefsa k'tas. You're not allowed to take the matzah out of the oven as long as it's not considered baked. Now, at what point is it considered baked? There has to be a breaking point. At one point, it's considered dough. And then at the end result, it's hard like a cracker. That's for sure. It's considered baked. At what point is it not dough and we know it's not rising anymore? Zakhtar, ki b'makam ad she'im ha'yu person ha'isa lo'yu ke'ein chatichas nimshachim. It has to be baked to the extent that if you break it into two and, so to speak, stretch them apart, there's no like strands and strings of dough. At that, if there's, it would have been strands at that point, still considered gold. He cut and shears up before this point that it's still going to be considered dough. At what point is, if it's outside of the tana, it's going to quickly become gonna sour and gonna rise because it's warm. Anyway, it's you asur. If they took it out before this point, it is asur. Not only it's asur, but gam hamerda this. Peel, it's called this type of rake that they take like pizza when they take it out. This rachas shaytziu with which they took out this matzah that's considered chametz. It's also gamkin aser oidla matzah. You're not allowed to use it for more matzahs because again it held on in hot chametz and the taste of chametz, which is this unbaked matzah, went into it. The Alter Rebbe actually is more lenient and he says del chatzil you shouldn't use for all matzahs. Avav b'dieved ein lesser matzah shaytziu boyachakach. If he didn't notice, he continued taking out matzahs. And now he discovered that one of them, he broke it and he sees that it's stretched. So you don't have to ask all the matzah that came afterwards. Now, what happens if he took it out and he left it on the side for a few days? And at this point, it's hard already. You can't know whether there would have been strands if you would separate it. So what's the din? Zokter, the etzem, one has to be stringent when you have in a case of doubt. Achim karmo ponel, if it got a crust and it started getting dry outside of filu k'tas, even the Alter Rebbe says, even if it got a little crust and the Mizgaris brings that it's talking about that he puts it back in the oven, then yesh lo hakel. Even the Alter Rebbe said lachatchil that if it gets strings, it doesn't help to put it back in. Once it's yiru, it's asura. Now I just want to point out something I didn't mention earlier. It's mashma from the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch that amalga matzis were much thicker than ours to the extent that it sounds like the amalga matzis there was even the size of a tefach, or maybe even earlier than the Alter Rebbe's times. That's some of the matzis the Alter Rebbe is referring to. It's kedei netilin a matzah. Our whole matzah is one big kedei klipa. Okay, halacha. It's appropriate for every person that's God fearing it's Yerushalayim. Shehu ba'atma oymedu mashgiach b'asiyas v'afiyas ha'matzah shaloi. He should be present and oversee, overlook, and guard, make sure to see that everything is done properly when they bake and prepare his matzahs. The kachalishim del Yisrael, the leaders of our generation, of our folk, have done this. The rishonim mazal, the chenayim gam bezmanenu. This is also found by today's day and age by Yerushalayim. Halacha tesvo. The matzahs which one will use to be yoytza the mitzvah al achilas matzah by the two zdarim, both nights in chutz la'aretz. Nikrois matzahs mitzvah, those are considered matzahs mitzvah, and they have all the stringencies. The tzrichim la'aseis l'shem mitzvah, they have to be done with the intentional l'shem mitzvah. They Yisrael gadol ben das, has to be done through a Yisrael, an adult that's ben das, who ben shlosh l'shem v'yemechot, that is 13 and a day, or v'isha, if it's a female, then bas shtemes l'shem v'yemechot, 12 and 1 day. That they already have the simone nairos already. The person that's preparing it, whether they're rolling the dough, etc. They should say this is with the intentional shem matzah mitzvah. It's better. It's good to say it verbally. However, if they had kavana, this is a mezgeres brings. That's already good. Also, even if they didn't say it, and if they didn't have kavana, but they had kavana to be careful to make sure that it's proper, doesn't become chametz, that's also, that kavana is also enough. But filu b'shivas maim, we try to go back even to the extent of drawing the water and grinding this. There's deists that disagree whether the tchina also has to be done by Yisrael itself, or it could be a goy and Yisrael. I mean, the Gabov, the Alter Rebbe is Mekel, as you see in the Mizgeres. The Chalal, it's good to point out the Shittas Rambam. It seems from the Rambam, according to Magen Mishnah, was that all the matzahs that one's going to eat throughout the entire Pesach have the stringencies of matzahs mitzvah. Doesn't seem to be the psak here. Now, kol ha'dinah shekasav rabbinian afiyas matzahs, all the dinah we referred to in the dinah referring to baking matzahs, element again specifically, is according to our minhag, sha'ayvin ha'kol ha'dinah Pesach, we bake everything before Pesach, which has tremendous miles because it could become batel b'shishim. Masha'inkin is, if it becomes iser chametz on Pesach, first of all, you're not allowed to own it, so it's a chiv to burn it right away. You can't be mevatel it anymore, you can't sell it, etc. And also, it could be bottle. In areas when a person is pressed for time and he has to bake, he ran out of matzah, he's baking it on Pesach. Or, yes, there's many other stringencies, one has to be very careful. He says, and also you have to be, you can't let it get to the chametz and you can't own, etc. Life has matzah's mitzvah, better of Pesach, which is also our meaning. The Alter Rebbe says, to bake matzah specifically, Erev Pesach, you say you need to be much more careful. You could see the Mezgeres brings a whole bunch of chumras which pertain to if one is baking matzahs on Erev Pesach. So the Kolshken, if he's doing it on Pesach himself, he has to say any pieces that get stuck on being mafkir before it even becomes chametz, and try to pour out water. They wash the kelim to pour it on a midrin and to rub it with his feet. Ayin shal. Halacha al of semin kuf yud al, which was discussed. Halacha is pertaining to checking for chametz and being mabatel. Halacha al. The night before Erev Pesach, it means the eve of Erev Pesach, we search for chametz. One has to begin searching at the beginning of nightfall, which is right by Tzedek HaChavim. One is not allowed to begin to eat or to start a soda, and to the extent some person can bring, the person can bring that even if you started a soda, you have to stop at that point, unlike a tefillah, that if you started bizman, you could continue, because the zman tefillah is the entire duration of from the beginning of the zman until the end of the zman. Masha inkim tikas chametz, the takanas chacham was to be right at the beginning of tzeis hakacham, because that's the time that's mitzuyim bebateim, and that's the time that that is RNR, you have to dick, etc. And therefore, you can't start eating or asalas shum malacha, or to start any malacha that Alter brings also to learn, you're not allowed to. And similarly, anything that was asr before davening mincha, that means anything that you're not allowed to start before you start davening mincha, or any other tefillah that's coming near, even over there, in those cases, if there's someone that's going to remind you, etc., then it's mutter. Alter brings such a case also in regard to Pesach. But generally, any all day sermon before tefillah mincha applies to you as well. And this is chatzi shal koyim malacha, half an hour before the time of Tzeis HaKachavim. Halacha base. Ein boitken al b'ner shel shayva yechidi. One is all allowed to check b'dikas chametz with a candle of wax and a lone candle, one alone. The loy kalua, you shouldn't use a braided candle like we have for Avdol. Mishum davei kabuka, it has a din of a bonfire and it's not focused light, and therefore even if you check b'avuk, you have to recheck again. If one is pressed in the ner shel shayva, he doesn't have a wax candle, a beeswax candle. You could check with a ner of chelev, which is made from the iser fat of the behemoth, the back of the behemoth primarily. And the Alter Rebbe says, which is kasher fat, or maybe even a oil lamp. And the reason is, because the chelev, your person is afraid it's going to drip and it's going to aser, so he won't check in certain places, won't check so thoroughly, and therefore the Alter Rebbe prefers that you use a ner shel shuman. Halacha gimel, you have to check all rooms, there's a havam, and maybe there's a possibility it brought into chametz into that room. Even cellars, valiyas, and attics, v'achanoyas, and stores, obesa etim, and woodsheds where they have, where they keep storage of wood, and all these things that when they're in terms of cooking or they're taking out food, maybe things that are drying in the attic or cool in the cellar like wine, etc., you have to check. All the different vessels and cabinets and baskets and bags that a person may keep that may have chametz inside. Don't say, okay, when it comes the time of bdikah, that's where I'm gonna check for chametz, but I don't do anything before. No, you have to clean out before, so you don't start checking and say, oh, everything's here, now I have to start cleaning. That's checking to ensure that you're inspecting the what has already been cleaned. Then it's easy to check. You're just checking, is there chametz? If you're just looking, you see chametz everywhere. You didn't clean it yet. That's not called checking for chametz. Ms. Geras brings, it has to be dafka in a place where, first of all, like the Mishnah brings, Ad Magas, in a place where the chametz could reach. It's not just a general room. In that room, it's also till area where it could reach. But also Achsadra has to be checked. But that could be checked Lar Hashemesh, etc. See, Misgeres. Refesh al Bakar, a barn for cattle. Even if they give grain to behemoths to eat. The same deal with a chicken coop. That they give, they put grain for the chickens to eat. They don't need to be checked. Why? Because it's a double suffix. Listen closely. When you put grain, maybe rain didn't come down and it became chametz to begin with. Maybe it lavdav became chametz. And even if it did become chametz, even after that, but it's possible that they ate all of it. There's nothing left. So therefore, it was vexate. You don't have to check. If you get, you put over there tvua grain that has already sprouted, already started swelling up. Here, the only suffix you have is maybe they ate everything, but otherwise you have, it's only one suffix. You cannot rely on these sphakis and these cotton, these sphakis that maybe it doesn't exist here anymore and ever be. And if it's chicken, you have to check. Now, the Alter Rebbe adds, this is Vimko, if you were careful the 30 days before Pesach, the entire month beforehand, before Pesach, not to feed them chametz, then you don't have to worry that if you left there over there even grain that wasn't this chametz. So before the 30 days, you don't have to be chashish. Halacha, hey, chicken, live them. In all these places we mentioned, you have to check b'chayin what was document in the holes and in the cracks and crevices and the splits in the wall. Kol masha efshe, as much as you could. Makam shi other magas to the extent that where a child could rook it in, etc. They got makisim shi begadim shi loy b'shal tenekes. You have to check your pockets and the pockets of children. So if I'm nice and bad chametz, sometimes you put in the chametz, and even if you know you didn't put in chametz, you still have to check. As price can bring, because the person doesn't always realize what he puts into his pockets. So you have to check. And you have to again shake them out properly in time of beer. Now, the Alter Rebbe adds, there are some places where a person, even if he checked, but that's going to be in usage till tomorrow morning when they're going to eat breakfast. So you'll have to check it again. Even the game of Shazbir, you have to check it again the next day. Shazbir. Halacha Vav. Hachadarim. The rooms in which he's going to sell Targosh. With all its chametz inside. Being that you're not selling it till tomorrow, so that's it's considered in your possession. If so, at that point, at that point at night, the tchal on you, the chiv to check, is also on that room because that belongs to you, and therefore you have to check those rooms as well. The tzemach tzedek is mekel and says one does not need to check these rooms.